Good morning, people. This is Leroy Jetstream with the Click Nation. And I just decided to kind of do my own show today because a lot of you guys hear me on the show sporadically and wonder, you know, what's this guy about? What's kind of going on with Jetstream? So I'm going to take a brief moment out of my day and out of your day to kind of talk about, you know, just everything Leroy Jetstream, you know. And this is going to kind of be my show, which is probably going to be a sporadic show. We're going to go ahead and the name of the show is called Time Zones because, well, I do a lot of traveling and I'm probably going to do a lot of taping. Right now I'm taping early in the morning. It's about 10 o'clock Eastern time. I'm in Georgia. That's subject to change. I could be anywhere between now and tomorrow. I could be in Fort Valley, Georgia. I could be in St. Louis. I could be in New Orleans. I could be in Florida. Hey, what can I say? But the name of the show is Time Zones with Leroy Jetstream. We're basically going to talk about anything. But today we're talking about anything because I don't have a guest. And I'm not going to take up that much time. So I'm going to give you some disclaimers. One, you're going to hear some computer clicking because I'm going to be looking up stuff online to kind of talk about. Because right now I'm not really that interested. What am I doing? Well, I am currently completing my 4-year college degree, which I've been working on for like 10 years as being a lazy bastard. Finally finishing up. Yay for me. And you know, I'm going to pursue a career in teaching school. So yay. So that's a lot of studying, a lot of reading. So mainly if I'm not doing a podcast or reading comic books or computers or fussing about something or listening to music, I'm reading a book, and usually a very thick book because I'm majoring in history. So I'm reading about stuff like the War 1812, Revolutionary War, Civil Rights issues, French history, Napoleonic history, you know, good stuff like that, you know. All kind of, you know, revolutions, Manifest Destiny, all that good stuff. Everything you fell asleep in, you know, civics class, ethics, social studies. Then you went to college, you took a survey of history, and you was like, I hated this boring shit. And I majored in it. And I love it. Excuse me, I take a sip of coffee. All right, well. Now that we've kind of gotten that out of the way. And another thing I forgot. I also have a photography business. I do photography. I don't know if I'm that great of a photographer because I'm very sporadic in doing that. Sometimes I get into it and do what I feel. But going back into it, so I'll talk about that periodically. Not this show, but other shows I'll probably talk about that. And I will be doing other podcasts for my show or tutorials to just briefly go over how I want my business to run, or briefly let my customers know how doing business with me would kind of be. You know, we have all this technology, and people really want to test drive you now before they, you know, before they give you some money. So now that we kind of got the preliminaries of me out of the way, because, you know, my life is really boring, let's look at some news. Okay, and looking at Google News, we have the Google News top stories. And I do that doot-doot sound because I just hate that that uncomfortable silence when you're listening to stuff. I'll probably throw like some track music or put some track music behind me because I'm not that exciting. So, and my voice is not that exciting to hear. It's all over the place. It's high, low, in the middle, just everywhere, up, down, all around. Okay, so let's see what we got going on here. Vice President Biden has been assigned to lead the anti-violent effort, you know, due to what happened in Connecticut, in Newtown. And I guess we'll have a moment of silence for that. Okay. Now, he's starting up the initiative on that. Basically, hopefully they're going to come up with a comprehensive strategy, basically to, you know, curtail or maybe possibly eliminate assault rifles and, you know, people getting a hold of assault rifles in our nation. Probably be met with a lot of backlash from the NRA. That's just me interjecting. That's not on the article. But probably, I mean, you know, we stayed on our show last night, on our podcast with Click Nation last night, that, you know, we just kind of felt as a group that you just do not need an assault rifle to protect yourself. I mean, a semi-automatic pistol is more than enough protection. Like I said earlier in the show, you have at least, most semi-automatics come with at least 18 bullets in them. So if you have 18 bullets, 18 rounds, whatever you want to call them, then you, that should be enough protection for, to protect your home, to protect your, you know, your personal, yourself, your personal body, you know, your family, your kids, people kind of around you. Should be enough protection. You know, assault rifle is for people like, you know, soldiers, law enforcement, border patrol, things of that nature. So, you know, I hope they work, I hope they come to accord and really work something out, because that was a tragic, situation. Also in the news, they're talking about the Benghazi attack. They're having they're pretty much trying to pin, they, it looks like they're trying to pin a tail on a donkey in this Benghazi attack, trying to find somebody to blame. And, you know, that whole Benghazi and some of our foreign relations, it kind of needs some work. So sometimes you have to, you know, tell the truth and shame the devil, and I don't know if we've done that yet. They're trying to come up with motives behind the guy who did the killings, Adam Lanza. And, you know, I don't know. I don't really even know if I want to know the motives behind it. I don't know. There's no motive for it to me. So it's nothing. It's just senseless. It's no motive for doing any of that. Okay. Now, well, on some better news, Park, and I'm probably screwing up the name, but it's Park Geun-hye on course to become South Korea's first female president. So cool for South Korea. You know, they're really moving along, and moving along. And South Korea is a very progressive country. You know, South Korea gives us stuff like Hyundai's, Kia's, a lot of our technology is built in South Korea. And South Korea is really moving along and being progressive with deciding to get themselves a female president. And you never know, maybe we'll have one in America. You know, maybe pretty soon. People say maybe Hillary Clinton. I think not. I don't know. Just kind of depends. Okay, let's see what else we have. It kind of jumps out of me and interests me. That can kind of tell you in a blurb. Let's see. All right, Instagram and privacy. This came out. This news really came out yesterday, but I'll go over it again. And, you know, what's kind of going on with Instagram is Instagram was bought out by Facebook. And this is my personal opinion. Facebook is kind of really scrounging around to make some money and make themselves more viable to the investors now that they're an IPO. And, you know, they purchased Instagram, which is a company that was doing great on their own. Excuse me, I had to get some coffee. You know, they were doing great on their own. And, you know, they have them, and now they're trying to figure out ways to make money. And they're decided to start taking these pictures that people put on Instagram without their permission and sell them to stock companies for commercial use. And, you know, me personally, I've never been a fan of Instagram. And like I stated earlier, I'm a photographer. I'm not a hater on it. And, you know, I like a lot of the technology coming out for photography. And I like some of the technology that means you don't have to lug a big camera around. So I like iPhone pictures. I like a lot of cell phone pictures now. You can do a lot of really cool, great things with cell phone pictures. And they come in like high pixels now, you know, 8-pixel phones. And you can do a lot with 8 pixels. I mean, I still own a 3-pixel DSLR, a Canon D30. I mean, it's a dinosaur, and it sits on the shelf upstairs. It's a decoration, but it still works. And I shot a lot of cool pictures with it. And, you know, I'll pull it out now and shoot some cool pictures. You know, it can still do a great panorama. But anyway, I've never been a fan of putting my pictures and stuff online for the simple reason, you know, unless it's on my website or maybe my blog, something more affiliated with me, for the simple fact that when you put your stuff online, you basically, especially the freer places like Facebook, you don't know what they're gonna do with your pictures once they're there. And I tell a lot of people, Especially if you have a camera phone, and this is for everybody, guys and girls. If you want to do something freaky with your camera phone, please remember that once you take something with a camera phone, just because you delete it in the phone doesn't mean it's really gone. Same for putting pictures on your computer or really online. If you put something online and you delete it, or you go back to that site and you delete it and you think it's gone, well, it's not gone. It's probably somewhere sitting on the server. So basically, if you don't want to take any picture that may be deemed obscene or possibly get you in trouble later in the future, basically don't do those kind of pictures with your cell phone, or maybe don't even do them yourself. You know what? Hire a photographer like me for if you want to do stuff like that, and he'll get you the pictures, he'll get you the prints, and make him responsible if your stuff leaks. So if your stuff leaks and you did some pictures and came out naked, his fault. Besides, we need the money. Alright, on the other news, but you know, Instagram, you know, they kind of get that feeling on Facebook, and I have my own little love-hate relationship with Facebook. I like Facebook for bringing everybody together, the ease of use of Facebook, but then I don't like how they kind of try to make money off of people sometimes, and you know, with Facebook, where now they want to charge people not to be higher up in the, I guess in the friend stream or whatever it is, for people to see your information. They tried that, and they were trying to charge businesses that. And you know, right now they're just trying to scramble to make Facebook monetary, because you know, it's from the old internet bubble days where people would basically create a business out of thin air and never really think it over. Just create a business for the sake that it's going to be on the computer. Like, wow, it's going to be on the computer. I can buy groceries on the computer now. And all kinds of stuff. I can buy groceries. I can walk my dog on the computer, you know. And I can have sex from the computer. And people didn't really think that either. It was really a fad and a novelty. And many businesses got stuck and never figured out how to monetize. So right now, Facebook is going through that monetization problem, you know. And me personally, I like Google Plus. I think Google Plus is awesome. Nobody's there but me and a couple of people. But you meet some really nice people on Google Plus, and it's because it's a smaller community, and people there are a lot more nice, and I think they're a little more happy because there's nobody ever coming there, so I think they're excited. You know, and you know, I don't know. But let's see what's going on there. Around the world. A lot of stuff going on around the world. We have a UN halts vaccine work in Pakistan after two more killings. This is probably something that's been ongoing, and I'm gonna really just be lazy. I'm gonna kind of skip down because I don't know much about them. I need to really sit down and read the article. Israel moves forward with new East Jerusalem settlement. Yeah, well, you know, they've been going back and forth with Palestine and making settlements and all of that in land and new Zionist movement. Matter of fact, I've read about that in history. Am I going to go over it today? No, but I've read about it, and it's a long ongoing thing. And, you know, take our time and read about it yourself, because it really deserves to be looked at and to be read. Really deserve that. Same for the vaccination in Pakistan. Those are probably long ongoing articles that need to be read. Delhi bus rape victim undergoes surgery. This is definitely one of those articles that needs to be read in more further detail. And it's in the wall. You can find that one. You can find the full extension at the Wall Street Journal. So that one needs to be probably read. And let me get some stuff that doesn't need to be really read and examined. I'm a firm believer in that. You know, other stuff, yeah, I was chit-chatting about it, but some of this stuff is very serious to read and examine. Okay. And forgive me on that. I have bad sinuses, so I do that. I know it's nasty. Bad habit. Okay, on business news today, we have Cyberus. To sell a gun maker amid public pressure. I guess Cyberus' company, Cyberus Capital Management, was a gun maker that owned guns and had a lot of their stakes was controlled by, the Freedom Group. And they've decided, due to what happened in Connecticut last week, they're getting out of the gun business. And probably the assault rifle business. I'm looking at a picture, and I don't know if this is true, but they're showing a picture on the U.S. News of an assault rifle. Maybe that's what they made. I'm not sure. I didn't read the article in depth. So I recommend to people is because you skim these articles in Google News and on all these news places and you get it from one place online. So please take out a little more time and read it somewhere else just to get another opinion, another view, because all media outlets have their own slant. You know, CNN has their slant. Fox News, of course, has their definite slant. You know, I'm talking about Fox News. I don't like Fox News. They probably don't like me or know I exist. But Fox News will make some shit up. Literally, they'll just make up shit. They'll, you know, they do opinionated commentary. And me and them are really doing, I'm doing the same thing they're doing. But I'm not calling this Leroy Jetstream Brings You the News. No, this is Leroy Jetstream Time Zones. That's the name of the show. Time Zones. Anyway, back to the news. I know you're like, God, this is the longest news. And I'm going to wrap this up. Let's get some interesting stuff you guys really want to know about. Let's see. We got Kobe. 30 points, Lakers. They still need to come back. Eh, so what? Really with that Kobe, that's expected out of Kobe. Kobe's a brand name of points. So, you know, the dude makes points. It's not surprising that Kobe's going to make points. It's not even surprising that, you know, Jordan was like, if anybody's going to be compared to me, he said, yes, probably Kobe Bryant. You know, anybody wants to be compared to him. So, Kobe. We have Rex Ryan Dancer. Jets coach sheds little light on the McElroy, Tabo, Sanchez. Okay, look, I don't know anything about that. I'm not going to act like I know anything about what's going on with that. So, going to kind of skip the sports news. I'm not really interested in sports news going on because I'm not interested in Kobe making a lot of points. I've always known Kobe makes points. So that's not nothing new because like I stated earlier, he's a brand. Tech news. Google closes a deal with the U.S. regulators over patent disputes. And people really need to kind of watch Google. Google, and I said on the show last night, for a long time, iPhone ran the whole smartphone network. But Samsung, along with Google, and even Windows, have really making a comeback. And they've really bridged the gap between the iPhone and their phones. So now their phones are outperforming the iPhone 5. And the iPhone 5 is really having a problem justifying that high-ass price. Because, you know, you can go over and get these other guys' phones much cheaper. Plus, I love the new Google Play, Google Network on that. It's very similar to iTunes. And it's a good little program. I mean, I like everything Google. Google is becoming a monster. So that's who you kind of need to watch out for. I mean, they're moving much slower than other people. Like, I think Facebook is on the decline. I think Twitter is going to kind of stay around and be absorbed by somebody else a little bit later. And I think even MySpace is going to, is trying to make a comeback. It's trying. People are just hating on MySpace. I don't know why, but I saw the new MySpace. And it looks really good. I love the interface. And it is great for photographers, bands, people in arts. That's the new audience that they're going after. And that's the, you know, people in their market that they want to go after. So these are more of the people they want. More people that's in the media. You know, it's more, I won't say flash, but more media driven. More picture, more video driven than it used to be in the past. And they also kind of got over their problem where they used to let you come in and do anything you wanted to do. I mean, you could do anything you wanted on MySpace. And that was a problem they had, causing security issues, viruses. So they kind of, you know, structured the infrastructure and they gave you, it's a template, but it's a much better flexible template, but you're not going to go in and do anything. But, you know, watch out for Google. Google's getting over some patents because a while back, Google purchased the rights to Motorola. All their technology, so, you know, and that's all of Motorola's technology from, you know, beginning of Motorola to the present when they were purchased. And Motorola has invented a lot of things, walkie-talkie, cell phones, satellites, you name it in communications, Motorola has invented it. You know, anything with communication, they've done it. Let's see, YouTube looks back on 2012, Eyes on Sandy, Sarah, Internet and the Media. And, you know, YouTube is one of those weird things. I remember when YouTube came out. And, YouTube is cool. So I like YouTube. Anybody, you know, it's leveled the playing field if you're an artist or if you're just somebody that want to say something. Same as doing podcasts, what I'm doing right now. I love this new technology. I'm sitting here in my kitchen at the kitchen table, and I'm drinking coffee, and I'm making a podcast. And I'm, you gotta love the technology. And, I know people, I get online, and I bitch about Windows, and I don't hate Windows. I just feel like Windows can do a better job, because they get there, and then they just fuck up. They fuck up not because, oops, our bad, we tried our best, and we just didn't get there. No, a lot of times they'll just do stuff just to be a jerk about it. Just to get some more money out of you. Like I kind of feel about Windows 8. I don't see Windows 8 as being that innovative over Windows 7. Now, Windows 7 is a great operating system. I love Windows 7. I used to love Windows XP, awesome operating system. I'll even take you back to Windows 3.1, awesome operating system. All DOS were great operating systems. Windows 95 was a decent operating system. Windows NT, then they ran into some problems with Windows 98. Well, some of Windows 95 and Windows 98, where they overpromised and couldn't deliver. And that was the thing they had for a while. Same for Vista. Overpromise, could not deliver. And a lot of times they'll overpromise, not deliver, and then they'll leave you stuck with some crap for a couple of years. Then when they do fix it, they charge you through the nose for it to get rid of it, or they do things. Anyway, enough of that. Like YouTube. Let's see what else. Oh yeah, the Maya prediction. Okay, we got a couple of days, people. On December 21st, the world's going to come to an end. So don't pay your fucking credit card bill and shit. Don't worry about buying no groceries, because the world's going to come to an end and stuff. And I don't know. This podcast probably won't get uploaded either today or maybe next week. So, hell, you won't hear what I'm talking about. The fucking world's going to end. Yeah, right. So you'll probably hear this podcast next week or whenever. And you'll enjoy Christmas, and you better pay your fucking bills if you know what's good for you. All right. Let's see. Okay, let's see. In health news, the EU seeks to end the attractive tobacco branding. And, overseas, with Europe, that's the European Union. What's been going on in Europe is, America, we've been going over our whole smoking tobacco campaign for years now, the smoking kills. We don't have much smoking in the movies. If you watch some old movies from back in the day, the old Cary Grant, Frank Sinatra films, and just the old films, anything like past, anything really back in the 90s and back, you'll see a lot of smoking. Everybody smoked, so it wasn't no big deal. So everybody smoked, but they took smoking out of movies. You don't see cigarette campaigns geared at kids, like Joe Camel. They eliminated Joe Camel. Our smoking ads got curtailed. We used to have, remember back in the day, in magazine articles, the sexy ladies of Virginia Slim. You always saw some sexy woman smoking a Virginia Slim. It's a very thin, feminine cigarette. And you always saw a woman smoking Virginia Slim. Sexy, glamorous, beautiful model, blonde, whatever you have, sophisticated woman. And they did it in all colors, because I saw these ads in like Ebony magazine and all those magazines when I was little, and that was kind of the thing. And I hate to say it, if you didn't know, I'm a black guy, but our brand of cigarettes is Newport, Newport and Cool, and all the cool people smoked Cool, Cool with a K, and it'll show people at the club and smoking cigarettes. Then later, they couldn't do that anymore, so they just show people at the club not smoking a cigarette, holding a cigarette, or not even smoking at all. They'll be dancing, or you'll have the Newport ad, which makes no fucking sense, where the girl and the guy are frolicking in the park. And it's like they put Newport at the bottom, and it's like enjoy the feeling or whatever, and it didn't have shit to do with a cigarette. But anyway, over in Europe, they want to end the attractive tobacco sales, because in Europe they're still advertising that shit like it's cool, and everybody over there is still smoking, and they want them to stop smoking. And I don't know how that's gonna work, because we still sell them tobacco here in the U.S. I don't know how that's gonna work, but Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna get off of that. They had some company had a lawsuit. So you know what? That's it for news today. For the part of my show on here in Time Zone, we're through with news. I know you're like, God damn, that's the longest news I've heard in my life. Next time, do like Adam Black, just do the fucking news, take your commentary out. But that's what I do, I commentary. So let's see what else is going on in the world. Not gonna really do any comic book news because that's really our other affiliate, Tim Dog's thing. Well, I guess I can talk a little bit about comic books, just a little bit. I'll give you a sprinkling. I read comic books very sporadically. I'm more of a graphic novel reader. I'm not trying to sound sophisticated, like, oh, graphic novel. No, it's graphic novels are just a bunch of comic books squished into one book, usually with a hardcover, and they charge you more for it. Or usually I like to read them because a lot of comic books are discontinued, but you can usually find the graphic novel for them. So, you know, like I stated earlier on our show last night, which you guys can check out on Stitcher and on our website. You'll probably have to only check my show out on my website since this is my first show. And it's just me. I don't know how this one's going to do. But anyway, you'll have to go to Click Nation, and that's www.theclicknation.com. The Click Nation. And yes, it's Click, K-L-I-Q. You know, so yes, it's with a K, and it's theclicknation.com. Alright, so, you know, I've been reading, I like Marvel. I don't keep up with Marvel right now, because Marvel has a lot going on, and our expert on Marvel is Tim Dog, is our expert on Marvel, because they have a lot going on. Plus, he's doing these great reviews, which you need to check out on theclicknation.com. So, I've been really into DC, the new 52s. I like a lot of the stories. I like the Firestorm story they did. I like Swamp Thing and Animal Man. I like a lot of their stories. I like the Catwoman. I like the Batman one that Rodney mentioned, the Family Affair one. And I'm not going to talk too much about Family Affair because I just got on Family Affair like probably last week. I just started reading about the Family Affair ones. I just started reading, so I'm a little bit behind. But I can give you a little bit like on the Firestorm ones. I like the Firestorm dynamic. How they introduced all of the Firestorm characters over the years. And this time they kind of gave them all continuity and all put them in plots where they're more stringed along together in a more conscious stream of thought. Where the old ones, what kind of happened was, wow, cool concept, two guys merging in one, power of the atom, he can change molecules, this and that. We're going to have the dumb jock with his professor, teacher, you know, if you guys remember the episode of, I want to see if that either that was Super Friends. It was one of the Super Friend issues, or TV shows. He made his appearance on, and he was kind of the rookie to the Justice League on those. But anyway, that was the whole thing they had, and that whole secret identity. The two of us have to kind of be together, or be of one mind. And later in the comic book, a lot of people were created from the Firestorm technology and the old ones. And you know what Firestorm really boils down to is really was kind of us talking about the Cold War, and this comic book really puts that to the forefront, that we was having the Cold War with Russia and with the technology. And the reason why technology was really made was because we wanted an atomic champion to basically be able to wage war and defend us from atomic attack, you know, without, you know, using the missiles. So they have the same dynamic of the, you know, the white guy on here, Ronald, is still kind of a jock, but he's a nice guy. He's an understanding guy for, you know, for the time. You have the new African American character who was introduced, I think, in the 90s, how he got his powers, and it was more of kind of an accident. And you know, it's kind of that thing that's a little bit annoying to me in comic books, where the African American or minority hero is kind of an afterthought, and he either gets his powers from being like the apprentice to the person that had the power or kind of stepping in for them a while doing it, but he's never, he's never really kind of has a grip of the power, or it's just kind of, he's an afterthought. Like, well, we're just going to kind of give him the power, and the way he gets the power is, you know, he was a janitor working somewhere, something went wrong, or the main character, you know, he was their chauffeur or some shit, or he was their lab assistant. And, you know, in some comic books, they do get the powers just their first time having the powers. But, you know, what can I say with African-American characters? That's one weird thing. Comic books have done a very good job of always trying their best to keep African-American characters based in reality, of the reality that the comic book writers kind of know of African Americans, and one that comic book readers and the African American comic book readers can kind of accept of, you know, how they would be. And sometimes it's great, sometimes it isn't. You know, like, one of my feelings is I'm a big fan of Luke Cage. Luke Cage should have, the original writer of Luke Cage. And right now I'm at the kitchen, I'm being lazy, I have the book upstairs, I'm not going to go up and get it, but, you know, the original writer, always kind of thought he wanted Luke Cage to go and exonerate himself from what happened, and get his law degree and become a lawyer, you know, and he'll be more like, you know, Daredevil, you know, another lawyer for the cause, for metahumans or other superheroes, which, you know, he never did. Now, he's very well versed in the law. But, you know, you kind of have to understand, too, that Luke Cage, if you have people who haven't read the comic book, Luke Cage is an ex-convict who participates in an trial experiment in prison, which gives him his superpowers. Now, with him being great in law, the way they kind of have him in the comic book is, yes, he is what they call a jailhouse lawyer. And he's good at doing that, you know, jailhouse attorney, jailhouse lawyer, whatever you want to call him. Most dudes in jail kind of know the law pretty well, most of them. But they never made him a lawyer. No, he's been a leader and shit like that. He's been a detective, a hired gun. Well, hell, you know, his group, you know, Heroes for Hire, he came up with that. So, you know, that's kind of done. He never got that much development. And I think the African-American ones, they have managed to keep them in a form of reality. Whether it be a good one, well, I don't know. And I'm not going to blame anybody in the comic book world for that. Because, you know, people can do like Milestone comics from back in the day and other comic books that are out where there are a lot of African-American writers that are doing comics. Who are really good, where they're doing everything. They're inking it, penciling, inking it, coloring it, and writing it, you know, packaging, doing everything at their home. And maybe on one of my podcasts, I will take time out, maybe do an interview, or just take time out and give you guys a roll call and list of these people. And it's not just African Americans, but it's all nationalities and minorities making their own comic books. So I kind of say, you know, maybe not fuss with the big guys about how they write the comic books and, you know, write your own fucking comic book. Nothing's stopping you. Okay. Well, like I said, I like direction that, I forgot where I was going. I'm not going to edit that out either. I really did forget. Okay. Well, I like the direction Firestorm is going in. How they gave all the groups continuity. They really bring up the Cold War thing. And they have this whole war issue and, you know, stuff about the power. Which, you know, I always feel that DC does a better job with character development than Marvel. Sometimes Marvel gets a little Michael Bay and characters are kind of, they'll kind of develop in a way that Marvel doesn't want. So somebody's getting killed, going back through time, or we're going to have a bunch of explosions, a lot of action, and then once the dust settles, the character will be back to the way he or she was before the calamity happened. So they don't give their characters, in some instances, time to develop or have arcs and changes, you know, and DC kind of does that. You know, DC will have characters die, retire, they make monuments for characters, you know, they've had Kingdom Come where characters have become old. So, you know, they've kind of done that thing, and you know, but the New 52s is great. The Catwoman one is pretty good. they're kind of, you know, Selena Kyle is kind of back in the original. It's a little bit more, it's much more gritty and very sexual than it's been in a while. And I love the artwork and the drawing on, I love all the artwork and drawing on 52s. 52 artwork is awesome. Animal Man is good. I like how they kind of gave him more of a backstory. And I just like how, you know, they've gotten away from the thing that he got his powers from aliens, and now they're on the whole thing. They know there was another, there's a war kind of, I guess I'll call them for extreme purposes, Earth Elementals is kind of going on, and he had to fix that. Him and Swamp Thing teamed up, and that was good. And Swamp Thing was awesome. New Swamp Things were good. So DC's doing a good job in the 52s to me. I mean, with most of the books, I haven't read them, but I've heard there have been good reviews, and they've gone back and fixed some continuity issues, and they've gone back and, you know, developed some characters. So yay for DC. Marvel, like I said, I'm leaving that Tim Dog with Marvel. Wow, and my show is getting long. So it's 10:30. I didn't even want my show to be this long, and it's not, because I'm going to hurry this along and talk about some other stuff. This is kind of just, I'm just doing randomness right now, but, you know, rambling on about conflicts. And let's get to a topic that we etched on, like, briefly last night. Let's get on to music, because I really love me some music. Let me get on music. Music, I'm not going to give a lot of my commentaries on how I feel about kind of pop music. I don't like a lot of it. But I will say that, you know, with the advent of the internet, that you can, you know, it's a good and a bad thing. It's good for the fact that with MP3s and that technology, we've kind of devalued the product of the CD, the song, from the mere way it can be copied and mimicked, and they have to do other things to create value. But, you know, I love the internet for the simple fact that, you know, now if you want some music to drop, you know, everybody's dropping a mixtape, they kind of have to. And the performers, it has made it where performers can get the money. They can get their money directly. It makes it easier for independents. Although all independents won't be on the label, I understand they kind of want that, you know, you want that cushion. You know, they kind of want to be married in that way. Because, you know, it's easier to kind of do stuff sometimes when you're married. You know, I just got married and it's kind of easier sometimes. You know, when a relationship and everything is going good. And, yeah, it's easy. So I see their point. But they don't have the excuse that I'm not signed to a label like the old days. Oh, I'm not with a label. I can't do shit. You know, I can't move, man. No. You can do all this shit online, and most people now do all this stuff online. Then the labels come knocking once they've developed themselves. And that's one of my gripes with the music industry now, is that a lot of artists are not that, they're not bad. Like, people say, oh, there's no good music. A lot of the artists now are really good, but there's no research and development with them. They don't help develop these artists. And many artists just develop themselves now through trial and error. I mean, they will make a song, put it online, because, you know, their fan base will come back and say, I hate that shit. They'll do something else. Or, you know, they don't listen. They keep doing what they're doing. But, you know, they don't really have that kind of development of other people kind of telling you, hey, other people that are a little bit more professional, have more of an ear for music, or that are in that business, or really kind of understand the music business, and say, hey, no, why are you doing that? And really, you just kind of, in my opinion, you need that kind of person in the beginning. Most artists, you know, after a while, especially the ones that make it big online, are really established. So enough of that. Let's talk about some music stuff going on. Okay, I'm on my favorite site where I get most of my news from, OK Player. Kevin Nottingham, which he's a really good site. I think he does interviews and stuff now and has his own label. I remember when he was just a little blog. So yeah, for Kevin Nottingham. But I get most of my information from OK Player, which is geared toward its own audience. So if you like The Roots, you like Nas, you like Das Racist, Das Racist, and stuff like Bun B, then you'll probably like this site. If you like Arab, you know, R&B acts like Erykah Badu, rapper Tyler Kwali, but Erykah Badu, you like my boy Ninth Wonder, then you'll like this site. But if you don't really kind of like some of those people, I've kind of mentioned also Chrisette Michelle, certain stuff like that, kind of that neo soul sound and hip hop sound with some lyrics, then this might not be the site for you. But I'm kind of just going to do a quick overview because I'm going to wrap this show up in a minute. Let's see. Okay, they have some new guys on here. I don't know, so I'm not going to really get into talking about them because I haven't took the time out to listen to the music. So, Talib Kweli does outstanding featuring Ryan Leslie. I'm going to assume that's probably pretty good, you know, because Talib Kweli always stands and delivers. Can't go wrong with Talib Kweli. I mean, his fans say different, but he's never really made a bad CD to me. He's one of those artists. He always makes a pretty good CD. He just makes CDs that are better than his last CD. So, you know, I have a lot of his CDs, and I have some, like, I like Eardrum better than Beautiful Struggle. But I'm not saying Beautiful Struggle is bad. I'm just saying I like Eardrum better than that one. Or I like Gutter Rainbows. A lot of people hate Gutter Rainbows. I like Gutter Rainbows, but he's the kind of artist, in my opinion, he never makes a bad work. He does great work. He has a great body of work. He's just one of those people that grow to an extent where he outgrows some of his work he did, and people don't understand that artists have to grow, and they bitch and complain. excuse me. Ryan Leslie, now he's a really good R&B singer, but you know, came along at the wrong time. He came along when R&B is pretty much dead. But he would have been a great R&B singer back in the day. He's a nice, lean, light-skinned guy. You know, very cool, dresses nice. And, he, you know, he would have did great back in the day. But not now. R&B is pretty much dead. Let's see. Or R&B as I used to know and like it. R&B used to be the flagship of music. And I remember where rappers used to be begging to get on R&B albums to do 16. Now it's the other way around, where R&B acts have to get on a rapper's album just to drop, you know, just to do chorus. Well, things happen. Things change. But we have Talib Kweli on that. Just did some with Ryan Leslie, so I'm going to assume that's probably pretty good. See, we have a video premiere from Free the Robot from Opic, featuring Jesse Jones. Okay. I don't know anything really about these guys. Jesse Jones, I've heard some of this stuff, but you know, most of these new acts to me, they do great videos. And you know, me, I'm Hype Williams now. I used to love Hype Williams, but I got Hype Williams out, so not even gonna get into that rant. That's a whole nother rant. And I'm a big fan of Hype Williams, but it's nice to see these guys just kind of do a video. You know, just hell with it. Lighting can be bad. It doesn't matter. Just do a damn video. So I see that point. They have a video of Conversations with Ninth Wonder. Now this is probably nice. It says here Ninth Wonder and Rhapsody recently took things across the pond, over to London, and they were at, I guess, at the Plan B. And it with the host of Doctor's Orders, and he just does a quick interview just talking about hip hop. And Ninth Wonder's interesting. Anybody that's known Ninth Wonder teaches college courses on hip hop. He does a whole thing about the history of hip hop, and it's very thorough and in depth with that. And I think he's still teaching. Let's see. We have OK Future. I'm not that into OK Future. OK Future is pretty good, but they have a lot of dubstep, and I'm just not really that into dubstep. Sorry, just not that into it. Okay, Freddie Gibbs. All right, that's my boy Freddie Gibbs. I like pretty much all of Freddie Gibbs. He does that old, he takes it back to the old I'm slinging dope, you know, cooking crack, you know, at the house. The house, you know, looks torn up, torn apart. And, you know, he takes the glamour out of selling dope and all that. And, it's, you know, he's always pretty grimy, you know. Kind of the same for him and 2 Chainz. A lot of these guys are kind of grimy because they really know about what selling dope is, or they're kind of removed from it now. Okay. Oh, now we have some audio track of Anthony Hamilton from Django Unchained, Freedom. That's probably definitely a good song. Anthony Hamilton always does good work. He's one of those artists, he just, you know, gets better and better with time. Let's see, we have Bel Al and Victor Duplay, I think. Duplaix interview. And they're just basically interviewing, I guess it's one of those interviews talking about themselves and exploring their sound. You know, Bel Al has been out for a while. He was one of those neo soul giants that kind of came out, and when neo soul kind of faded, hate to say, so did he. And you know, Bel Al was one of those kind of things where, you know, the guy came out with such a great album. It was going to be one of those albums that was hard out top. And I guess it just really kind of was for him. So he's been working, trying to come up with his style. He still does good stuff. So cool for Bel Al, you know. Kendrick Lamar. And they have Kendrick Lamar. And let's see. Let's see. I'm just reading real quick. Okay, well, I guess Kendrick Lamar is doing a single or a cover with Dido. Remember Dido from way back with Eminem Stan, where they sampled her track, her beat. So Kendrick Lamar is doing something like that. You know, Kendrick Lamar is like the new guy for, you know, the generation now. He's like the new kind of the new Nas, the new 3000 for the guys now who are in their, I guess, early 20s. You know, because a lot of the hip-hop icons and the guys that can really rap and flow the lyrical are really from my age group. You know, I'm 36, so they're really from that group. Okay, let's see. And not much else. LP did a song called Stay Down. He has commentary to it, and LP's a really just out there kind of guy. Too Short did a Hanukkah song. Kind of give you an update on the Too Short Hanukkah song. What happened was, just for laughs, DMX was on a radio show, and he did Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in DMX fashion. So I guess Too Short is doing, you know, Hanukkah songs in Too Short fashion, you know. So I guess he's like, you know, Hanukkah, bitch. So maybe, don't know. And that's kind of it on Music on OK Player. Let me just check a couple of other things. Let's go to OK Africa, see what they're talking about in Africa on music. OK Africa, let's see. And this is a really good site. You guys need to check it out. www.okafrica.com. It's OK Africa, one word. And it's really some good stuff on here, people. You know, kind of give the African music a chance. It's a little different from what we're used to. A lot of their stuff is culturally and politically driven, but that's because it's the life they kind of live in. You know, their lives are a little bit harder, and you know, things are a little bit different for them. It's a different culture, but it's nice to kind of go outside the culture, and they have some really great stuff. So I'm just gonna kind of, you know, give you some highlights of what's going on with some of the groups and see if there's some people on here I remember. I haven't looked on here in a while. Okay, let's see. Well, the news in them, Mozambique had Fashion Week, and looks kind of good. Fashion Week. Oh, they have great models over there too, man. Awesome. Black models, like, best, man. They have the best ones over there. My opinion, you know, African women, this is just my opinion of the best women to photograph, just because you can get so many colors out of black skin. I mean, you change lights and you change your gels, and you can get hundreds of colors to play with. A lot of colors to play with. And it's amazing the colors you can kind of get. Okay, enough about that. Let me see. Well, African men in Africa and the diaspora. Okay, they have a lot of groups are still going over human rights issues, and one big human rights issue kind of in Africa is still AIDS. And you know, don't get it wrong, they're not rampant, they don't have a patent on AIDS there, because there's a lot of AIDS here in the States, a lot of AIDS in the ghetto, people don't talk about, and there are a lot of black women who have the AIDS virus and don't know it in the African-American community. So a lot of the black women are infected. And that's just not me spouting, you know, some shit out my head. Now, you can go look it up and you can check it out. But, you know, black women have been rising in the, and you know, the majority of people being affected with the HIV virus. So I just don't want people to say, oh, Africa, you know, that's where the AIDS come from. That's the AIDS, AIDS capital. Yeah, but it's bad here. So let's see. Okay, now we have My Day, Gotta Get Me High. Hey, you know, I will say, you know, African music, stuff we do over here affects them, you know, across the pond, the ocean. So they do mimic, you know, they do mimic us, which this is a cute video. They have a girl on here, it's My Day, let me pull it up. And he's kind of their version of T-Pain over there. So he has the auto-tunes, he has the crooning, and, you know, he's doing the whole thing, by the car and getting me high. And you know, he has the girls. Oh, well, you know, I already told you, they have beautiful women in Africa. Women in Africa, you know, beautiful. You know, lots of TNA in Africa. Whatever you want, you can find it in Africa. Whatever you want, you know, I'm serious. You can find whatever you want. Not no white woman. Now, you won't get that. Well, I don't know. You can get an Afrikaner. You know, somebody, you know, born there, possibly. You know, that are, you know, white Africans. They do exist. But you can get anything there, you know, you want that you like. So they have him. He's like their version of T-Pain. Let's see if we got anything else going on there. Anybody I know. Ah, see, I'm really messing up. Okay, we have Nakia. And Nakia's been out for a long time. She made a lot of noise. She's a Nigerian singer, and she does kind of a lot of political songs. You know, she does some sexy songs, but it's very heavy soul, kind of R&B, and then kind of stripped down. She made a U.S. debut with Concrete Jungle a while back. Concrete Jungle was good. It was like one of those things where she DJs kind of put her in a hip-hop circle and used her a lot. She was oversampled a whole lot. So vocals were sampled. If you've been in the club, you've probably heard her. Didn't know who she was. And she's really good. Pick up her stuff. You know, you'll definitely fall in love with one of her songs, which is my favorite, is Heartbeat. Which it sounds like it's a breakup song, but it's really about a country. And she is cool. And her name is Nakia. And that's N, capital N, lowercase N, E-K-A. She is hot, and she's been out a while. You can find her on OK Player. Our Africa OK Player. Let me find some other ones I know about. There are a lot of them on here, and I'm just not mentioning because I'll be honest, I don't know about them. So I'm just going to be honest. I need to learn more. So, sorry. Let's see. Okay. Fela Kuti. Of course, we all know him, and I always butcher the name. F-E-L-A, his first name, space, Kuti, Okade Okude, I always butcher it up. It's K-U-T-I, and he's an icon. We have a stage play about him, and, you know, he's a Nigerian saxophonist, jazz player, performer, cultural icon, that you will. And, you know, he's known for, you know, playing all night, you know, having his many wives, and kind of his rejection of colonial culture of that time when he came out. He was very politically oriented. He's a really cool guy. There's like a little biography on him on Hulu, so you can check it out. He's really cool. Let's see, some people I know about. Okay, I know about I think it's Khan. I always butcher his name up too. K, capital K N A A N, and he's been out a while. For some reason, they tried to make him like more of a hip hop guy, and I don't think he was when he first came out here because he had a really big push here in the States. And he's kind of gone over to singing and still the poetry, but they, for some reason, they tried to make him like that, and that's not what he really was. He's a pretty cool artist to check out. Let's see. Okay, like I said, there are a lot of guys like on here on OKO. Player that I make you really check out. Now, well, it's not OK Player, excuse me, OK Africa. So there are a lot of people. Oh, I left out my girl on here. Let me pull her up. She's pretty cool. Okay. Her name is Asay. A-S-A. And she's a very cool songstress. From Africa, and she makes really great stuff. French Nigerian. Right now, she has a sophomore release out called Beautiful Imperfection, and her stuff is really good. I've heard earlier stuff. She has that whole kind of quirky neo soul. I hate saying the word. She's had that whole kind of soul thing because that's just what's big overseas. But she's a great artist. She has something to say. And, you know, she's cute and sexy without, you know, throwing it all out there. She's kind of like Janelle Monáe. So, you know, she's sexy, but she's not like, you know, doesn't have it all hanging out. Okay, people. Well, I've talked way too damn long, and I'm probably going to end up editing the show. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know, because I ramble, so it's going to be hard to edit. So, I think I'm just going to go ahead and end the show. You guys give me some ideas. You know, I want to do some interviews with some other people. Definitely do interviews with other Click members. But anybody who hears this podcast from anywhere, and you want to do an interview, call me. We'll set something up. And, you know, have fun rambling. I didn't think I could ramble for 53 minutes. Didn't believe that. But I did. And I'm probably going to try and edit as much of this out and put some music and some little cool stuff in the background for you. So, you know, just want to tell everybody, you know, peace. And chill out. You know, I hope you like the show and listen to me ramble. So, you know, take it easy. I'll see you guys later.
Promise that you sing about the fall, brother. Promise that you